Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Brachos Tefillah, Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Chav Zayin. And we said that we cannot pronounce Hashem's name with the vowelization under Hashem's name, or we cannot read out the letters of Hashem's name. Writing them, however, is not also. There's no issue to write them, there's to pronounce them. That's why it says the issue is, I guess, a shame of yourself. Okay, now, but so how are you supposed to say Hashem's name? Yikra'enu kilu kosuv shame. You should read it as if it was written like a Kriya Naksiv. It was written with the shame of Adnus, Aleph Dalet, and then a Nun, and then a Yud. And you read it with those nakudas, which I know how Aleph Bechatav Patach. Under the Aleph, there's a Chatav Patach, a brief ah sound. Avalobe Patach Levad, or Beshor Levad. A full Patach is a longer sound, a longer ah sound. And a Shwa would be an is sound. So neither of those is correct. Medal Bechalim, and Nun Bechamatz. Medal gets a Chalim, and Nun gets a Kamatz. A person should not lose the yud sound at the end. It should not end up with the sound of noah, but it should end up with the sound of noi. The oh sound with a yud afterwards, modifying it to make it a little more like an oi. Now, what kavana do you have when you say Hashem's name? Since it's written, any time where the name is written with the Hashem Avaya, so you should be Mechav and Hashem Avaya. So even though you're reading it as Hashem Adnus, Hashem is the master of everything, but you think also that he was Hoya, Hoiva, Yiya, and Mahava Hako. So he was, he is, and he will be, and he's the source of all existence. So that's what Hashem Avaya represents. Now this is the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shem Avaya, every time it's written with the Shem Avaya, you have to have in mind, and you read it Aleph Dalet, so you have to read it, you have to have in mind the Shem of Adnus, which means Adon Hakol, the master of everything. And the Shem Avaya as well, Hoyoheva and Yiyah. The Gro actually argues, and the Gro says, that part of the Kriya Ksiv, every Kriya Ksiv, you just read it as it is, and you read the Kriya as the Kriya is supposed to be, and you're not concerned about the Ksiv. So we're also, the person just has to have in mind what the Kriya is, which is Shema Adnus. So he just thinks of Dana Karl. He does not need to think Shema Vaya Yud, the Shema Vaya of Hoya Hoya Vayidya, and Mahava Akal. The one exception, the Gros says, is by the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, the person when he says the two shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Havaya, Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echad. So both of those, he has to have in mind both the Kri and the Ksiv, the Dona Kol, and the Hoya Hoya V'Yiya Umahava HaKol. Mishabura seems to come out, you can rely on the Gros. There's a tshuva for a Moshe, where Moshe says that when we use the English word referring to the supreme being, so we have in mind when we say that word means to us that he's the master of everything and he's the source of all existence. That's what the word means. So a person would think when he says the first pasuk of Shema, he says it in Yiddish, but the translation in English would be, "Hear Israel, God is our God, God is one." You would fulfill the halacha of having in mind the Hoya Hoya Yiya Mahavako, because the word that word means all of that. It means that he's the master of everything, the source of everything. He is existence itself. He has eternal and infinite existence. So we fulfill it with that. The Mishabura points out one more thing over here, that the correct pronunciation of the shame of Adnus is Milara. Words can be pronounced in Lashon HaKodesh, in Dikduk. They can pronounce stressing the last syllable, that's called Milra, or the second to last syllable, which is called Mil'el. Mil'el means like above, and Milra means below. So Mil'el means further, closer to the beginning. And Milra means all the way at the end, and Mil'el means further, closer to the beginning. So the correct way to pronounce the shame of Hashem's name is to pronounce it milra. So you stress the last syllable, not the first syllable. And that is something which a person should be careful. A person should also be careful. Mishnah Berurah points out that many times people say the shame of Adonus quickly, and instead of pronouncing the O sound in the second syllable, it ends up sounding more like an E sound or an I sound. Ade, Adi. So he says that's not Hashem's name at all. So a person says Adi Noi, he did not say Hashem's name at all. Ade, and it says, he has to say Ado. He has to say, make sure that he pronounces that as a Harlem. So a person should be careful to make sure that he pronounces the Shem's names properly. We say it many, many times, and a person should really make sure that train himself, make sure that he says the Shem's names properly. Have a good morning.